May 27, 2010, Commission on Ethics.
And is the ID employment contract with Connie and Mrs. Beckler.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Brad Merriman and Ernie Chasser from the County Attorney's Office. And for those of you that are in the audience that may not have had the opportunity to meet Ms. Cheryl Steckler, here she is, all the way from Tallahassee. Commissioners, your charge to us after the selection process was pursuant to the ordinance to have the County Attorney's Office assist you in the negotiation of an employment contract that would be between the selected candidate and the Board of County Commissioners. The responsibility for that is the County Attorney's Office, and Ms. Neiman began that process and then had to go out of town. And Mr. Chasser completed that process, and he will now give you the update on the progress for that.
Mr. Chasser? Well, as Mr. Merriman said, I'm standing in for Ms. Neiman today. She's out of the country, but Ms. Neiman did meet either by phone or in person with Ms. Steckler, negotiate the terms of the proposed Inspector General contract. The more salient terms of which are it's a four-year contract. Provides for a $150,000 annual salary. It also provides for a deferred compensation contribution. That's 50% of the maximum allowed by law. The maximum allowed by law is $16,500. So that would be $8,250. Ms. Steckler would receive a car allowance of $500 per month. And in addition to that, Ms. Steckler would also receive the standard benefits package that's available to all other county employees. And we worked out a contract that we feel is substantially consistent with the terms of other contractual employees for Palm Beach County.
All right. Does the board have any questions of the county attorney as pertains to the contract?
I do not.
Nope. All right. Do we do a motion at this time? Or
I would like to ask some questions of Ms. Steckler, if I could, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do you want to wait? And,
okay.
Mrs. Steckler, why don't you present it to us?
Well, if you'd like to ask Ms. Steckler any questions, of course, that you would like, she's prepared to address it.
Ms. Beckler, as you know, I'm Manny Farage, and we've met before. We haven't spoken since that time that we met, correct?
Correct.
And just a point of order, Mr. Merriman and Mr. Chasser, and I guess Mr. Berger, too. I know you're not a potted plant over there. Not nearly. Do we need to have the other members of the IG Selection Committee here?
No, this the negotiation of the contract is the job of the Ethics Commission, not the Selection Committee.
Okay, that's that little thing within the ordinance itself where the IG Selection Committee picks the nominee or applicant or the IG, and the Executive, the Ethics Commission negotiates the contract.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's right. All right. I had some questions because after our last talk, it came to light. I was told by a couple folks that you were going to be commuting back and forth every week to Tallahassee, and having been in Palm Beach County since 65 and actually being a Florida State graduate, I've done that drive more times than I can think of, and also knowing that it's a unique characteristic that of Palm Beach County that it's easier and cheaper to fly to New York City than it is to Tallahassee from West Palm. I had some concerns, and I'll be very frank. I mean, I think we've been completely upfront and open and transparent throughout this entire process. But I recognize it's an 8-hour commute each way, and that gave me some concerns. I mean, I guess It takes me 8 hours, let me say. I won't ask how long it takes other folks, but it takes me about 8 hours. It's about 450 miles.
I'm a college student, so it's considerably faster.
Yeah, it's 3 Starbucks and 4 tank of gas, and I'm sure you can make it in 6 hours. But that is something that I would like to know. I don't know whether members of the commission want to know about that, but I would like to know because you do the math. That's 16 hours of commuting per week, especially with this being a new position, a startup position. Like Mr. Johnson knows, I think he's answering his own phones and sending out his own mail until his staff comes up to speed.
And I'm doing it darn well.
You are, I must admit. That gave me some thoughts, some questions, and I wanted to see if you had addressed that, spoken to anybody about that. And what your thoughts are with regard to that. Because, frankly, I assumed that there would be a period of time, anywhere from a month to 3 months, as someone moves their home, their life, their professional lives to Palm Beach County. But, I didn't think that it would work as a long-term commuting process. So if you could sort of explain to us where you are, how you plan to deal with that, and see if that's something that works for everybody.
Okay. For me, my goal and my commitment here is during the work week, I clearly will be here. And telecommuting is when you work from your home. I won't be doing that. I'm buying a home here. Hopefully this afternoon I'll be meeting with the realtor. My commitment is to you all to be here. Now, on the weekends, whether my family comes here or I go back home in my other home during the weekends when I can, that's a priority to me. My family is just as important, and I need to be with my family, and they need to be with me. So, long-term is hard to say. Right now, my daughter is going to be a senior in high school. I do not want to pull her from that school. And so for this year, I'm going to be here a lot and working long hours, and it's probably better that they're not here. So it's hard to tell you long-term what will happen. My husband has a career. The housing market's terrible. I can't sell my home. So for now, I'm planning on buying here, being here, and fully committed to here. And then on weekends, if I don't need to go speak or do the things I need to do, whether my family comes down here for a visit or I go up there, that's what I plan on doing.
Have you had an opportunity to speak to county staff, county departments, so forth and so on, get a perhaps Mr. Mazzella down in Miami-Dade or anyone else to see how... how involved the job would be considering it's a startup?
I've talked to Mr. Mazzella, and actually he commutes from Miami all the way to Stuart himself. But the commitment is here. I've already been very active starting up the office, and I haven't even started. So clearly I do understand what it's going to take. I'm already involved with the IT department, with the budget department. I've met with all the assistant county administrators, some of the commissioners yesterday. I've met with the state attorney already this morning and his group. I know what it's going to take, and I'm here, and I'm committed 120%. The only issue for me with my family is that on weekends when we can, I know it's not going to be every weekend. I know right now it's going to be, it's going to be hopefully more of them coming down with me. But I know what it's going to take to start this thing, and I've already started. And I plan on being quite ready on June 28th before we even walk in the door.
Have you had a chance to speak to anyone other than the county folks to talk about this position, go out in the community, speak to the implementation committee or anyone else?
Yesterday I sat on the committee for the referendum yesterday, and then I've had some emails, but not verbal other than the media.
Okay. Have you had a chance to speak to any of the other IG selection committee members?
No.
All right. How would you structure this? I'm sorry?
The state attorney I've talked to, but that's...
Oh, okay.
I have met with him this morning, and I've talked to him by phone.
You spoke to him on the call?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Has he given you, or has county given you, has anyone given you sort of an idea of what we're going to be doing going forth?
As far as starting the office?
Starting the office, right.
And they're leaving that up to me to get this thing going. That's what I bring to the table, is knowing how to do this.
Okay. I don't recall, had you started offices before?
I have not started it from zero now.
Okay. Right. Let me say this. I myself would like to move from my present location, but I can't because my children are in high school. I'm not going to move my daughters while they're in high school. So I understand, and I appreciate that. But I'm trying to get my arms around the workload, because I can imagine the workload is just going to be extraordinary at the front end. And I just want to be absolutely sure, and I think the public needs to be absolutely sure, that you're not being torn in two places.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an idea of how the workload would work, how it would look?
It's hard to predict what the workload will be. But I can tell you, with not having a family here, I'll be working 10, 12, 14-hour days. I don't have anything to come home to. So, this actually works better that they're not here right now for me. I can work as many long hours as I need to.
How often would you be going back and forth, if you know?
It's hard to say. I mean, if there's no plans, and I have staff and there's nothing going on the weekends, we'll make plans for me to go up. I can now Southwest goes into Panama City, so I have more opportunity to go for a little bit less. But the same thing is, they'll come down. It's not something that I'm calendaring. The commitment is here first. I'll work around that to see the family. And I understand in the beginning it's going to be harder. And they understand that. They know the sacrifice that we're all making.
Okay. All right. Mr. Overson? Any questions?
A little bit. In your roles in the past, both with the state and Pinellas County and other places, what kind of hours were you working in those positions?
When you start up in any new job, I was working 110-hour work weeks, the biweekly. Now in my position now, I don't need to work that many hours. I'm 80, 90, typically 90 is the norm when everything is settled. But it was 110 was not unusual for a biweekly work week.
Well, I just want, from my vantage point, we're hiring an executive,
mm-hmm.
paying executive compensation,
mm-hmm.
and we just need some assurance that that's what we're going to get with that sort of work discipline and mentality.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I just want to clarify. I respect that you're spending time with your family. I think that's important. I'm assuming you're not saying that if you need something done on the weekend and you're in Tallahassee, we have telephones, we have email, we have fax machines. You're not telling the public that you're going to just walk off the job on Friday afternoon.
No, I live with a BlackBerry 24/7. Yeah, there's no such thing as not being on the job 24/7.
I agree.
Has the county agreed to pay for your transportation back and forth? Is that coming out of your salary?
That's on my own. Yeah, just like, and I'll say this whole process has been on my own. I have not asked for any recruitment for this interview process or for even being here this week. Mm-hmm. This has all been my personal expense.
And are you looking for a place here to ultimately live here, or is it for the?
I have a realtor in about an hour and a half that's showing me my last hopefully house. I plan on buying very quickly.
The problem is you want to sell your place in Tallahassee so that you only have one mortgage payment like that.
Well, for now, I won't be selling the house because the market's just not. It's just not conducive. Plus, I want to make sure my family stays there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we're going to just have two homes.
Okay, do you have another question?
Do you expect to make Palm Beach County, does your family expect to make Palm Beach County their home?
It's hard to say. I mean, today, right now, my one daughter is looking forward to going to college, and she's not looking at Palm Beach County home.
Mm-hmm.
My other two children are definitely intrigued, and, they haven't been here yet. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to say whether they're too young to know whether it's going to be home or not. And for my husband, he has a career. And so we've got to work through that. And for me, it's going to be a definite home. For them, that's just the future that we have to wait and see.
Okay. We didn't go into this during the interview because we weren't aware of this,
mm-hmm.
And we should have been. Is there anything else coming up that you think that may create some type of a problem between us that we haven't discussed that we need to discuss?
I don't think so. I mean, I was very open when I was asked. I've been very clear from the beginning after this whole process that with the county that I was, my family was in Tallahassee. You all did not.
Okay.
When I talked to the county after.
You did.
Yeah, I was very open about the fact that we're
going to. Is there anything that we haven't discussed that you would like to ask us at this time? Because today we will ratify
mm-hmm.
whatever has been done, and we need to know now exactly everything so that we didn't ask you. that we should have asked you.
If you don't mind, what is your husband's career? Is that transferable potentially out of Tallahassee, or is it something that requires him to be in that area?
He works for the state, and in the position that he's in is not transferable, but he is at 29 years.
Ah. Is there anything else that you think we should know that we haven't discussed, you haven't discussed with the committee?
You have my full... I would not have done this process if I wasn't 120% committed to doing this for Palm Beach County and doing it on my own time, my own expense. This is as important to me as it is to you all.
Okay.
Well, just so we're absolutely clear, you can devote 100% of your working time and mm-hmm. as much energy, time, and effort as is necessary to complete the job.
Absolutely.
Okay, and... frankly, weekends are off limits as far as I'm concerned, unless there's something emergency going on because you need time off. But
you're off for her ride to the Florida State game? Take your trip back and forth?
The way we've been playing football recently,
nobody's going to those games anymore.
Oh.
Have you given notice to your other job?
My boss is well aware of the process all the way through. I have not given official notice until I actually have it officially approved by the Board of County Commission. But they're well aware.
And Mr. Merriman, yes. when would this be scheduled to go before the board?
I was just going to go there, sir. If this commission ratifies this decision today, we are slated to go June 8th to the Board of County Commissioners, which is a week from Tuesday, and do not anticipate any issues at that time.
All right. Anything else?
One final thing. And Mr. Stetler, I have been through these interview processes myself that are public, and they're very difficult, and I admire and respect the fact that you've done it with such grace and decorum and professionalism. But I do have to ask this question for the benefit of the public. If you find that you cannot do the job as effectively as it should be done, or if there are other factors other than the job that are keeping you from doing the job, will you tell us that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because I think... mm-hmm. the people deserve something, someone who is fully committed.
Absolutely.
And I recognize the fact that sometimes things happen. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And everybody recognizes that you're very, very well qualified for the position. But we want to make that absolutely clear.
I guess that brings up another question, Mr. Merriman, or whoever's counsel. Has that been discovered in the contract, whether or not what happens in case of an early termination or anything like that?
Yes, Commissioner, in the contract, and I can't remember the actual paragraph and number, but there is it actually refers to a clause in the Inspector General Ordinance, which is, I think, Section 2I in the ordinance that goes through the procedure if the Inspector General is to be terminated for cause. Now, there are provisions in the contract where if either party,
if you want to voluntarily, right. Okay, it's covered.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We're just trying to avoid any unforeseen things that we end up with people saying, well, God, they should have asked that. So, anything else? If not, we'll entertain a motion, and it's my understanding that if we approve, we want to move that the county ratify the county's position in hiring her. Do I have a motion to that effect? Or?
I would move to ratify the contract as negotiated by the county.
I'll second that.
Probably move and second. Any questions? There being none, everybody in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Yes, second by
Scarf.
Okay. Motion is carried, and for the record, let me say that Dr. Fiore did call and say that she would be out of the area for this hearing. So we do have four people here, which is sufficient. All right, now, Mrs. Stetler, we interrupted you.
That
was it.
I fully give you 120% commitment, and I appreciate you understanding my family situation and how important it is to me to be both a mother and a wife as well as to do this job here, but... I'm ready. I've already done plenty, and I plan on doing a whole lot more before I even get here and to be able to hit the ground running, and I won't let down.
All right.
Well, I just like to say we all have families, and so I personally respect that on your part. We have to ask these questions because we have an important obligation to the community. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations and good luck.
Congratulations.
Welcome.
And I take our question C upon your coronation. My understanding, I'm still trying to get my arms around our relationship.
I think we all are. We'll get there.
All right.
Good luck with the house.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any other questions, Mr. Merriman? Or any other...
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. And Mrs. Steckler, did you have any questions you wanted to ask us?
None at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda is a report from the our new executive director, Mr. Alan Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I got the original agenda, I put some things on the agenda, even though this meeting was specifically for the coronation, as you say. To start with, just to give you an update as to how we're progressing and moving forward, the office space is excellent. It's adequate. It should be adequate for the foreseeable future. I know Ms. Steckler has seen the plant as well, and I invite each of you commissioners to come and take a look. Some of you already have. We have a program that we're initiating through the Legal Aid Society. And we're going to be saving the county some money by employing, on a volunteer basis, pro bono volunteer advocates when we get complaints, to once legal sufficiency is found by the executive director, and of course under the supervision of the executive director and the commission, these volunteer advocates will be developing cases to present to the commission for probable cause finding as well as final hearing. Now, my idea was to bring in lawyers, attorneys who have significant background in court presentation. So I went to persons I've known through the years who have been former public defenders and state attorneys. And to date, we have 13. I think you have a list that was provided to you. Since that time, I've gotten two more calls. So we will be adequately staffed. The intent is they're volunteers, so not to overwork them. So at any one time, a volunteer will only have one case, and we'll go on a wheel, so the next volunteer will be assigned through the Legal Aid Society and through the executive director's office. Now, with regard to... again, they will be supervised, I believe that will be a very good process and a cost-saving process to the state. I've also spoken with Bob Burdish with Legal Aid about perhaps bringing in, and they would send out a call, a qualified legal advisor. Now, of course, I'm an attorney, and I will have significant input, hopefully, with this commission on legal issues, but it's always good to be able to run things by sound issues with another attorney. In the future, I don't know how appropriate it would be for me to be doing that with Mr. Berger from the county attorney's office, although he is a font of information. So I'm getting a lot of good legal background from attorney general opinions and court opinions that are going to be helpful to the commission. So that's the status of the pro bono volunteer advocate program. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
I do. As in your capacity with the state attorney's office, you've supervised a lot of attorneys. I assume or I hope that you'll be providing some input in or supervision over some of these pro bono attorneys to the extent that they're well prepared and that they do you envision that?
Two things, yes. First, I'm exploring, and I feel confident we'll be able to do this, a training program. Right now I'm going to be utilizing, and I've spoken with Robert Myers in Miami-Dade, and his advocate and his associate advocate will be coming to Palm Beach County to do a CLE training, and myself included, and it'll probably be 2 to 3 hours long. All the attorneys will go through training. And then, of course, I will be reviewing their work product. So no case will come before this commission without having been fully vetted by myself or, in the future, if we do have staff, a designate. That's on staff.
Any other questions from the commission?
Yes. First of all, thank you for doing this. I know many of these people and they're outstanding lawyers. Just some thoughts. I don't know if you have an answer for this today. But I know some of these people work in law firms where you may have a person who is represented on the defense side in a matter before this commission while we have one of their partners on our pro bono list. And I just would ask you to, if there would be appropriate for us to have any procedures or policies as it relates to that, to maybe consider that and get back to us on some thoughts.
Are you speaking of conflicts of interest?
Yeah. But whether it may not be a technical conflict under the Florida bar rules, but we as a body may want to have our own rule that says if someone's on the advocate list, then their firm would be disqualified from representing, or vice versa. A person would have to resign from the advocate list. I'm not necessarily, not to pun a word, advocating that position, but I think it's something we ought to consider as a body. And then the other thing just to consider would be whether we would want to have a parallel program to provide defense representation for people if they couldn't otherwise afford an attorney to represent them before the commission. Again, I'm not advocating that's a good or a bad idea. It's just an idea I think might be worthy of some consideration.
Right. Excellent idea.
I'll comment that, Mr. Reinhardt. I raised these issues with Mr. Johnson. I spoke with Mr. Burdish and tried to move this process along. My thought was that this advocate would, in effect, take the place of Mr. Johnson so that he wouldn't have to try to be both the executive director, who sort of sits in a general counsel capacity, and also the person advocating on behalf of the commission before us as an adjudicatory body. So that's the vision I had of this. I didn't think...
I think that's the right division. I'm not disagreeing. I think I applaud you for the help. But I'm just saying maybe there is a... We're starting up from scratch. And if we end up in a hearing here with someone who's being essentially prosecuted by an advocate who's a trained lawyer, but who themselves isn't represented by somebody, I think that, from the public's perspective, that may not be perceived as a fair proceeding in front of this body. And whether it's through Mr. Burdish or some other legal entity, if it were possible to have that available, maybe that's an idea we should consider. Again, I'm not saying we should do it, but it might be something worth at least some discussion since we are starting from scratch.
I'd like to comment on something you said. I don't know the Florida bar rules with regard to conflict. I mean, we have them in my firm, so I think I probably understand them. Whatever they are, I think that with respect to the public perception and the public interest, that if we, I'd prefer not to have the same law firm both advocating and defending. I mean, it's easy enough to rotate somebody on the list. I think that's kind of common sense, isn't it?
I just think there may be a situation, even if the one partner is not the advocate, but he is on the list of potential advocates under the Florida bar rules, there can be situations where a conflict of one partner is imputed to everyone in the firm. And yeah. Just again, we're a startup agency. I just thought we ought to talk about it. Think about that.
I think we can talk about it later on. I sort of agree with Mr. Wilberson that I think it's something a little unbelievable about prosecuting and defending
at
the same time. And my other suggestion would be that certainly even the volunteers, we should have some kind of a requirement of loyalty or cone silence or something, or make sure that our records are of such a nature that everybody who just comes there as a volunteer doesn't have right to rummage around through the records. And if they are working on a case, then we have a no-tolerance policy for people who just wish to go out and give people inside information. And that we only have one chance for that. That's it. For that, because that's very important, the integrity of our organization. And once that's breached, then it's very difficult for us to require believability. So... Or even with the volunteers, more so than anybody else, I really would like to make sure that we have good safeguards there.
And on that note, I would anticipate that that you would be the only spokesperson for your office with respect to confidentiality or any of these matters.
You mean public spokesperson?
Public, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Part of this will be covered in the... we're going to try to get CLE, continuing legal education training... The ethical issues will be covered in that training, and you're absolutely right. Number one, confidentiality, but these are all lawyers. These are all attorneys, so they know and they're familiar with attorney-client relationships and confidentiality of files.
I'm talking about the volunteers we're going to use from the schools and things.
Oh.
Who are just working in the office.
Okay.
I don't think we'll have a problem with the attorneys, but, the college kids are going to come in to volunteer to help. I want good supervision over there.
Absolutely. That's a little further down the list here, it's a natural to go right into that. So if there are no more questions about the pro bono, I'll skip ahead to the intern program. Dr. Fiore, who obviously couldn't be here today, is going to be an invaluable asset to starting up an internship program with the colleges and the community. And then filtering down into the high schools, and the high school kids are filtering down into the public schools. As far as having persons in the office, that is, it's a concern that these volunteers be trained, understand confidentiality. I have one intern working in the office right now, a college graduate, who has already signed a witness statement that the use of the Internet will be for the office only. The use of the computers is for office only, and that nothing is imported other than public records and the like. So that is a concern. We will have policies and procedures hopefully by the next meeting, and I have some requests of the commission. As well as a bylaw. And yes,